it is a gloriously exhilarating sensation to find oneself on a fine spring morning after a long winter in town, careering along before a gentle breeze and upon a fair tide, amid the early loveliness of bursting bud and blossom.
Ernest Suffling, writing in The Land of the Broads, published in 1885. And anyone who sailed on the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads will recognise that exhilaration, a timeless thrill in a unique landscape. There are many ways of enjoying this wonderful wetland under sail, whether you're a beginner or an old hand at the tiller. But if you want to enjoy Broadland's sailing heritage, how about taking charge of a boat that was built before the Second World War? Well, Hunter's Fleet near Ludham is just one company that lets you do just that. Rodney Story is one of its instructors.
We have 20 boats in our fleet, and the one we're taking out today is Buff Tip, a 70-year-old half-decker.
Here she is, absolutely beautiful. Can I get on board?
Right, on we go.
Okay. I'm just really struck, Rodney, first of all, by the amount of varnished wood here. She's a beautiful boat, isn't she?
They are beautiful, a lot of work, sail beautifully.
Are there many like this on the Broads?
140 of them, but 43 of them are recent fibreglass ones.
So a lot of the original boats still on the Broads?
All of the original boats except two.
That is extraordinary.
Yes, and most of them in very good condition, and they are raced every week.
Which we're about to do. We're about to go out, aren't
we? Yes, I don't think we'll race, though.
Okay. Now, with us today, we have Nick Moore as well. Now, Nick, you're a bit of a novice still.
I'm afraid so. I've been out on a boat once or twice, but nothing as old or complex as this one.
So we'll see how we fare.
All right, looking forward to it.
Right, hoist the mainsail, both halyards at once. Up she goes. Everybody keep the heads down. So start to bang about that.
And Rodney, of course, we have to get out onto the river without an engine, all under sail.
Yes, none of our boats have engines, so when you go out on them, you have to get back the same way as you went out, under sail.
Enough wind today?
Yes, beautiful, perfect wind today. Nice direction. We are head to wind on one side of the dike. We've only got to let ourselves go, and we can sail straight out of the dike and onto Womack Water. Then turn left and out onto the Ant. The sail isn't quite tight enough. If you take the rope alongside the mast, you can really haul that up tight. Right? Now, pull it tight, really tight now. And off we go sailing again.
So, Rodney, the aim of this is really to give Nick a taste.
My idea is to give Nick a taster, and as you know, Nick will know at the moment, we are tacking up the river, which means we're going side to side along the river. Possibly the most difficult part of sailing to learn. And when we get round the corner, I'll hand over to Nick, because we'll then be on a reach without having to tack. Right, we're coming about, ready to come about, lee-ho, which means the sails are now changing sides. The wind will now come to the other side of the boat. And we've got to watch. We're on a port tack, and we're about to be caught on starboard for another white boat, which is number 98, which
so
is
approximately right of way here.
They have right of way, which is approximately 70 years, same boat as this, but 70 years newer, and has a fiberglass hull.
And Nick, how are you finding it up there?
Well, I'm.
You're in charge of the jib.
Yes, I'm having to learn the names of things: a jib, and a sheet. A rope isn't a rope; it's a sheet. But I'm getting the hang. I think. We haven't hit anything yet.
And looking forward to taking control.
Yes, yeah, I think I'm confident enough now.
So, Nick, if you'd like to come and take the helm, I'll keep hold of the main sheet. And if you concentrate on steering and keeping us about 4 or 5 foot off the bank, and we'll find it's going to get a little bit tricky in a minute. We're at Cold Harbour, and there's a large farm building between us and the wind, and several trees, and the wind will die off for a few seconds while we go through the shadow of the trees.
Now, how's Nick faring, Rodney? Can anyone do this? I mean, clearly he can.
Nick's doing well. Anybody can do it. You know, you can take youngsters out here for 3 or 4 days and have them out sailing on their own.
And Nick, how have you found it?
I wish I'd discovered this sort of thing years ago. It's quite a new experience, everything about it. It's a whole new world here on the river. I love it.
Now, Rodney, Buff Tip, she isn't the only boat you have as part of the fleet, is she?
No. Buff Tip, of course, was not built in the yard. She is a boat that was given to us not long ago. But the yard was built up by Percy Hunter from 1930 to 1948 with his two sons. In 1968, after he died, it was sold to Norfolk County Council. When they found that it was too expensive to run, we started Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust and bought the yard in 1996. And since then, we have had another three or four boats given to us or sold to us very cheaply, all traditional Norfolk boats.
And the fleet has a range of sizes, doesn't it?
Yes, right, from the 14-foot Norfolk dinghy we now have right up to the 28-foot four-berth lullabies.
They are a wonderful legacy, aren't they?
They are a superb piece of Norfolk history because they are totally unique and built to sail wonderfully on the waters of the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads. Almost head to wind at the moment. But on a piece of river without another boat in sight.
Can't be bad.
You know, there are lots of places on the Broads now you can still sail, row, canoe and be all on your own for quite a long while at a time.
There's more information about sailing on the Broads elsewhere on the Broads Authority or Visit Norfolk websites. It's safe, fun, and it's truly accessible. At Alton Broad near Lowestoft, there's a unique scheme which offers tuition to disabled sailors. It's called Waveney Sailability. And Kevin Taylor told me more about it.
Waveney Sailability started in 2005, and the primary aim is to teach disabled people to sail, but also we can take disabled people out on the water even though they will be unable to take themselves out or steer the boat. And we sail two types of boat, which are called access dinghies. One has two sails, the big sail, which is the one at the back of the boat, which is called a mainsail, and the sail at the front of the boat, which is called the jib. And because they have two sails, they are easier to sail. It's a complicated thing to explain, but they are easier to sail. But we have a smaller boat, which has one sail, which if people are disabled and they're ambulant, but they can perhaps only use one arm, it is easier to sail a one-sail boat. Now, these boats were designed in Australia by a chap whose wife was disabled, and he picked up a boat off the beach and converted it into a boat she could sail herself, and they sailed all over the world, in America and the Far East and all throughout the UK and Europe.
Despite his disability, David Brooke has been sailing for over 40 years.
I've been sailing since I was 28. And the reason I sailed up with Sailability was because I had a very good friend who asked me if I'd like to join him. And that was the best day's work I did. It's such a manageable boat. They have deck chairs for seats, or thwarts as we have. They're an easy boat to sail. They don't have a tiller. They have a stick in the middle, which I call a jigger stick. And you point it left to go left, and you point it right to go right. So when you come to Sailability, you don't have to know anything at all about sailing. All you've got to do is to sit in the deck chair, and the guy sitting next to you will tell you what to do.
It's really special to some people. If they've sailed before, they think they will never sail again. So to get them back on the water is tremendous. But even better is people that have no experience whatsoever on the water, and they can come out and go into a boat and decide whether they like it or not. It's very unusual for them not to like it. Regardless of age, they get out in the boat and they find that it gives them a new lease of life. One chap said he'd never been able to take his kids out and teach them any sport, but now he can.
Kevin Taylor. Waveney Sailability is based at Alton Broad near Lowestoft and welcomes people from all over the world, no matter how long they're visiting for. There's more information on the Broads Authority and Visit Norfolk websites.